With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Representative Lauren Boebert wins her GOP primary after switching Colorado districts. Julie Walker has more.
America will rise again, and I'm so excited that you all are here to be a part of it with me.
Boebert took the stage in a signed MAGA hat, but in a defeat for Trump, the candidate he endorsed for Colorado's 5th District, State GOP Chairman Dave Williams, lost his primary to political consultant and talk show host Jeff Crank. And attorney Jeff Hurd won the primary for the 3rd District seat currently held by Boebert. I'm Julie Walker.
George Latimer has defeated U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman of New York in a Democratic primary that highlighted the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza. Bowman was seeking a third term. Also at SRNNews.com, on the international front, an American journalist on trial for espionage in Russia, with a conviction all but certain.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia on espionage charges, has appeared in court in Yekaterinburg for the start of his trial. The 32-year-old journalist appeared in the court in a glass defendant's cage with his head shaved and wearing a black and blue plaid shirt. Gershkovich was detained while on a reporting trip to the Ural Mountain city in March 2023. Russian authorities allege he was gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment, but authorities have not publicly disclosed any evidence to back up the accusations. He faces a sentence of up to 20 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 29 points. The S&P 500, 2 points in the red. This is SRN News. Tennessee's new abortion law is being challenged in court.
Starting July 1st, Tennessee's new statute will ban adults from helping minors get an abortion without parental permission. However, a state Democratic lawmaker and a reproductive rights activist filed a lawsuit in federal court this week to stop the law from taking effect. The state's GOP-controlled state house approved the measure earlier this year. Tennessee bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy, but there are some exemptions, such as to remove a miscarriage or to save the life of the mother. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Every team in Major League Baseball features a Pride Night in June. That is, except the Texas Rangers. LGBTQ activists have urged the team to celebrate their culture and rights, but so far the Rangers have resisted the pressure to hold a Pride Night. This is SRN News. Authorities claim Norfolk Southern repeatedly tried to interfere with the investigation into the East Palestine, Ohio derailment in 2023.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the company tried to shape its conclusions about what the agency called a flawed decision to blow open five tank cars and burn the vinyl chloride inside. NTSB also confirms a flaming wheel bearing caused the derailment. Investigators say the railroad and its contractors ignored data about the tank cars and failed to accurately present information to decision makers from the chemical manufacturer. Jason Walker reporting.
A man fatally shot five people and wounded a 13-year-old girl before shooting himself as he was confronted by police near Las Vegas. 47-year-old Eric Adams killed himself Tuesday as officers closed in. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.